This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, first name Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, date of birth July 23, 1988, the date of birth September 19, correction, the date of birth July 23, 1988, date of evaluation September 19, 2023. The chief complaint, the patient is a 35-year-old female who is known to have a history of congenital heart disease and is now referred for a disability evaluation. The HPI, the patient is now a 35-year-old female who had congenital heart disease with tricuspid atresia and underwent a Fontan procedure at age of 12 hours period. At age 5, she underwent a permanent pacemaker placement period. Her cardiac history is quite extensive. As noted, she had tricuspid atresia, pulmonary atresia with a detransposition period. She underwent right VT shunt at 12 hours of life in 1988 at Loma Linda Medical Center, period. She further had a fenestrated lateral Fontan complicated by sinus node dysfunction requiring epicardial abdominal pacemaker in L.A. Children's Hospital in 1994, period. Other cardiac procedures included battery changes times 3, period. She is status post fenestration closure at LA Children's Hospital. She previously took Coumadin for 5 years, but this had been discontinued. She is status post generator change and epicardial lead revision in May of 2017, period. The patient now presents for cardiac evaluation / disability evaluation, period. She is known to have develop fatigue and tiredness beginning in early 2023, period. She had subsequently been referred to cardiac rehab, period. Her pacemaker settings were further adjusted, period. Patient has continued with fatigue, period. She has daily chest pain with shortness of breath and dizziness, period. She states that she has low blood pressure resulting in dizziness. She is able to walk 5 minutes before developing shortness of breath, period. She further reports palpitations, period. Apparently, prior interrogation of her pacemaker had revealed no significant dysrhythmias, period. She apparently is not pacemaker dependent, period. dementia, next number anemia, next number recent episode of COVID in 2022, next number Fontan liver disease, next number right kidney cyst, the past surgical history is detailed as above. In addition, she has had a tubal ligation. She has had bilateral salpingectomy, period. The medications, none. Allergies, she states that penicillin results in her having yeast infections, but otherwise unremarkable. She is able to take amoxicillin, and it is prescribed prior to her dental procedures, period. The review of systems, constitutional, she has had no fever or chills, period, she has no weight loss, period, cardiac, as per HPI, gastrointestinal, as noted, she has mild cirrhosis. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. The hematologic, she has anemia. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 105/61, pulse 58, respiratory rate 18, height 64 inches, weight 130.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is a traumatic nomospheric, people equal round reactive to light and accommodations, glare is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck is noted to be supple, there is no adenopathy, there is no thyroidomegaly present, respiratory chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1. And S2, period. There is no S3 or S4 present, period. There is an early systolic murmur present at the left parasternal border, period. S2 is noted to be loud, period. The abdomen is flat. There are no masses or tenderness. Period, no organomegaly. There is a well-heeled surgical site representing the generator placement, period. The skin, she has multiple tattoos involving her neck, trunk, arms and forearm, period. Skin is examined is otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she has normal range of motion. Neurologic, deep tendon reflexes are 2/4+ bilaterally, no focal abnormalities noted. Speech is fluent, gait is noted to be normal. an echocardiogram from January 2022 is reviewed. LV ejection fraction is 55 to 60%, period. There is left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Single ventricle physiology with morphological left ventricle with normal function. Right ventricle is hypoplastic, period. Both atria are connected to a non-restrictive ASD, resulting in a common atrial physiology. A cylindrical structure seen adjacent to the right atrium is consistent with a lateral tunnel Fontan baffle with no evidence for residual fenestration on color Doppler assessment. Both tricuspid and pulmonic valves are atretic, A-T-R-E-T-I-C. There is only trace to mild regurgitation across the aortic and mitral valves. Aortic root dimension is normal. Respirophasic variation seen in the SVC. IE Glenn procedure is consistent with laminar flow. The IVC is normal. Period. Abdominal ultrasound, January 2022. Coarsened liver echo texture with cirrhosis and multiple small echogenicity favoring regenerative nodules are noted. Shear wave velocity is suggestive of advanced liver fibrosis. The overall impression, this 35-year-old female is noted to have increasing fatigue, period. She is noted to have history of tricuspid atresia as well. Pulmonary atresia. She has sinus node dysfunction requiring a pacemaker, period. Patient more recently had noted increasing fatigue, palpitations, and chest pain, period. The chest pain was felt to be non-cardiac, period. She is noted to have significant cirrhosis as related to her Fontan procedure, period. The patient symptoms are certainly in part related to her congenital heart disease, progressive liver disease, and perhaps development of some pulmonary hypertension, period. The patient is felt to have symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association Class 2-3, period. She is able to perform tasks of a sedentary nature, period. She is unable to perform tasks requiring significant exertion, lifting, pushing, period. It is unclear how much of her symptoms may be related to cardiac disease versus post-COVID symptoms, period. In either case, she is unable to perform tasks requiring lifting, pushing, or exertion. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.